Dr. Sebik, did an office note on patient Juan Tejeda, T-E-J-E-D-A, Juan J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 7/31/1996. Date of service 4/16/2026. Pre paragraph. The patient is 29-year-old gentleman who is referred to me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Pre paragraph. Patient has had history of hypertension for a while and was admitted to Memorial Hermann with hypertension emergency. With papillary edema and congestive heart failure and renal failure. In the hospital, he did an evaluation and a kidney biopsy was done that shows features of thrombomicroangiopathic hemolytic anemia consistent with the diagnosis of hypertensive emergency. Also, he has history of congestive heart failure, ejection fraction of 25% to 30%. Next, thrombus left ventricle maintained on anticoagulation. Next, hypertensive retinopathy. Next, obesity. Pre-paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is single. No kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He works for Amazon in Katy. Family history, father with gout, mother with ovarian cancer. He has three brothers and two sisters that are healthy. Review system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melena, no nocturia, no hematuria. He does have leg swelling on and off. Denies any skin rash. He reports nighttime snoring and increased daytime sleepiness. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications include Eliquis, Carvedilol, Jardiance, Furosemide, Nifedipine, Entresto, and Spironolactone. On physical examination, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active, to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotopy bilaterally, no trigodermis extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dictate paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, high sounds are regular rate, and rhythm, no resonance, two, no manager, no friction, but lungs are due to auscultation. No crackles or wheezes, hurt abdomen, soft hepatomegaly or splenomegaly. No guiding rebound or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, total neural exam is non-focal. Investigations, what happened to me, do the following. UN45, creatinine 2.45, HMA-GFR 36, potassium 4.6, total CO2 is 21, CPK is 769, thyroid functions are normal, CBC with the normal range, his estradiol was elevated at 47, normal testosterone level, his vitamin D3 was 35, vitamin D level was 35, hemoglobin A1C is 5.4, period, correct. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Most likely etiology, according to his kidney biopsy, is hypertension. We'll plan to avoid any nephrotoxic agents, control the pressure, which is controlled at current with the current regimen. We'll follow patients serially and closely. Next diagnosis, hypertension. We're going to rule out any secondary causes of hypertension by a workup. Next diagnosis, thrombus left ventricle continue Eliquis. Next, obesity. Patient was advised that he needs to lose weight. He already lost 30 pounds fluid-wise, but he needs to lose more, period. Next, vitamin D deficiency. We'll start patient on vitamin D3 and K2 supplementation. your paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to see patient consultation. I'll see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks. I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. You see Dr. Jafari.